This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. But don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Joe Messina, I'm your guest host, Eric Halaby. Check us out at the website, therealside.com. Give us a call at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I'm filling in for Joe. He will be back tomorrow. So, hey, thanks, Joe, for letting me fill in for you. I appreciate it. I love The Real Side. I listen to it just like you, probably an avid fan of you, or maybe... maybe this is your first time tuning in. Well, go to therealside.com. Check out the chat rooms. We have some really good conversations going on when it comes to, and it doesn't just last during the show. It goes all week long. And it isn't just about the ideas, if you will, from political. There's a little bit of economics. It's a bit, my background is a retired Los Angeles police officer. Went through the riots, the earthquakes. Always can tell you stories about that. That was kind of fun. But I got scammed when I was in my late 20s, when I was injured in a car accident on the job. During that period of time, I was scammed and they took all of my money, just about all of my money. And I had to start over. So I went back to school. I had to figure this out, figure out why I got taken advantage of, why they took my money, what that was all about. And now, nearly 25 years later, as a financial professional, and I do my best to be as successful as I can, kind of work through the things that helped me along the way, hurt me along the way, learn from those mistakes, learn from those decisions. And so what has been some of the common denominators that I have seen over the last, let's say legitimately the last 36 months? As a financial professional, as somebody who has worked in the field of radio and conversations about the politics of California and some of the other parts of the country, what have I seen? What's the trend? Well, it's not going to be a surprise to you. This isn't going to be something that you look around and say, wow, this is the first time I've heard of that. No. This is as legitimate as it comes. Are you ready? People are leaving blue states and they're moving to red states. People are leaving deep blue states and at least moving to purple states in some cases, which means, you know, half and half, a little here, a little there. Conversations where you're not criticized or called names for disagreeing with them. You see, many of you live in cities or counties or states that are hardcore red. And you don't understand. You don't understand what it's like for me to live in a very Democrat state where there's a supermajority, meaning every single state office in the state of California, from the top to the bottom, from dog catcher to governor, all of them are Democrat. They do not need to compromise. They don't need to have a conversation with the other side. They don't need to negotiate or come to any agreement. But the human condition always needs to fight. We need to push. We need to struggle. And in politics, when the left and the right struggle against each other, they come to somewhere in the middle. I'm not saying the best place that Arif would want them to be. No. My ideas might be different. But when you're thinking of the greater, bigger scene of the United States, the state of California, that push and pull, what some would call a divided government, is what Wall Street likes, because nothing's going to get done overnight. right? None of this dramatic, crazy moves one way or the other. It's why the Senate has a six-year term. It's like turning a big ship. They make decisions, but they're slower. It's supposed to be more thoughtful and deliberative. And the Congress, those son of a guns, are always running for office. It used to be the last 3 or 4 months of their term, they would run for office. Now they run and rerun, and they're constantly running. They're always running for the next election in the House of Representatives. These 2 years, it just seems like it goes and goes and goes. So that struggle, that push and pull between left and right, I think is a healthier thing for a democracy. So for those of you that live in real red states, we happen to be the good guys right now. That means the Republican, the conservative ideas happen to be the common sense ideas. But what is happening to those in San Francisco? My wife and I stayed at Nob Hill about a year and a half back, 2 years back. Beautiful place, nice hotel. We were there just a couple of years earlier. It was beautiful. We walked around. This time that we went, about a year and a half ago, we walked down the street and there was a person using the restroom right in front of us. There were people that left food out like they do for cats or for pigeons, except they left it out in those styrofoam trays. I thought somebody left it like they were catching a bus and they left their food. And we started seeing it, that they left food out and they call themselves compassionate because that's what Democrats, that's what the far left thinks they are when they allow someone to sleep on the street, to use drugs, to use the restroom on the street, and they're going to give them food. I started the show with what? Symbolism over substance. That's it. I look like I did something good. I feel good. Check a box. Go to work. Whew, what a difference I made. I think you have to figure out there's a change coming. And we're going to talk about the fleeing of conservatives. Why are people running away? Not walking, running away from blue states and getting themselves into a red conversation, a red state. What's the difference? Have you not seen how normal it is? Listen, I have friends and family up in Idaho and in Utah and in Mississippi. You go there and it's like normal. People are nice. Now go to Los Angeles. Go to San Francisco. Go to some of the cities in the San Fernando Valley of Los Angeles, and you take a look around and you go, oh my word, are we in a third world country? There's people with tents all along the road. The underpasses have people that have makeshift like it's India or Bangladesh. Instead, it's Burbank. We'll be back in just a minute. I'm Arif Halaby. Stay with us, The Real Side with Joe Messina. Check us out at the website, therealside.com. Give us a call at 855-REAL-JOE. Stay with me. People fleeing the blue states, heading towards the red states. We're going to talk about it when we come right back on The Real Side.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the health insurance hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
What I meant was, if we had a nice bungalow and I came home from work and you were standing by the gate, you came home from work and I was standing by the gate, that's more like it.
This shit, that ice cold, Michelle, fight for that white gold. This one for them hood girls, them good girls, straight masterpiece.
Hey, welcome back to The Real Side with Joe Messina. I'm your guest host, Eric Holliday. Hey, thanks for staying with me. We're talking about, people are fleeing the blue states. They're just running like wildfire. We're going to get into some facts here because unlike the Democrats, unlike the progressives, we're going to talk about facts. I'm going to give you numbers. Real life, this is what's happening, and you can decide for yourself. Now, listen, if you tried to buy a house in a relatively conservative neighborhood in Texas or Idaho or parts of Colorado, you know that Californians are selling their homes and fleeing with the cash, with the money, and they're bidding up your neighborhood. They're bidding up the cost. There's a lot of people that aren't happy with that.
A lot of people say, well, listen, Californians, I want you to stay home. Have you seen signs, some of the billboards? They're pretty straightforward about it. Basically, Californians, go home. If you liked California so much, then don't... if you left California, let's be clear about it. If you left California because you didn't like it, don't turn us into California. Don't make us what you are fleeing from. Don't make us the kind of neighborhood that you just left. So here's what I want you to do. I know a lot of you are anti-immigration from California. I get it. I don't want those people moving into my neighborhood, and I'm already in that neighborhood. But I want you to do this. Embrace a California conservative that has fled oppression, that has fled a place where free speech once thrived, that has fled Bangladesh. I don't mean the good parts, the beautiful people, the beautiful food. I love it, actually. I mean the slums of India. I mean the slums of African countries where there's a despot and a junta and a military leader and a general, or some of the horrible places of Haiti. Right? The blank hole countries that the president rightfully spoke of. Not the people. But some of these are pits. I get it. I've been to them. Beautiful people. Nice, friendly. I mean, do I have to go on and on? Right? There's some good people, good bad people. Good... Or do you need to understand something very clearly? If you embrace a conservative that leaves California, it's like having a non-smoker who suddenly becomes an advocate for non-smoking. Right? This person used to be a smoker. They used to be a three-pack a day. And now they are so anti it that sometimes they're annoying. I get it. They used to be a drinker. They were an alcoholic, couldn't control their drink. Now they are sober and they are very strong against alcohol. They become advocates on the other side of it. You see it all over the place where if you can take somebody who was once that, the credibility they have. So I feel like when I go to visit my friends in Texas or like I mentioned in Idaho or Utah, I feel like when I go there, I'm like the Paul Revere telling you, the blue coats are coming, the blue coats are coming. If you guys don't stand up in your town, if you don't stand up in your cities, in your state, how quickly the Democrats overtook by redistricting, by no ID for votes. For voting, by being somebody who has... Look, I had on my show a couple of years ago a man running for Secretary of State. He was running for basically the person who helps run the elections because he said there was such a corrupt system here in California that he was coming to change it. He was a conservative running for that position. Surprise, he didn't win. But he had a video with him that showed a group of folks in a white van that would go from polling place to polling place the last hour, hour and a half, and they post a list of who it's so crazy. They post a list on the wall of who lives. Mary Smith at 1234 Main Street, Bill Jones, blah, 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 right? And so these people came up speaking broken English, and they said, oh, I'm Mary Schwartz, and I'm here to vote. And there'd be four or five of them, and they'd get out, so they would follow them. They went into the polling place, they voted, and then they got back in the van, they went to the next polling place. And he said, she's no more Mary Schwartz, you know, than I'm, and he just brought up a name, and I said, oh, well, interesting. Now, I had no way of verifying if this was done or not, but I could tell you it's easy that it could happen, of course. So when I go visit, when I talk to my friends in Texas, I say, listen, the blue coats are coming. If you don't button down your election, if you don't button down this redistricting baloney, and if you don't punish those that cheat on the elections, I mean, punish them where they go, eh, maybe I'm not going to do that. It's very simple. I know exactly how to keep these elections from being undermined every single year. Simple. You fingerprint your right thumb on the election form. and you submit it. You sign it and fingerprint it, send it in. We have your fingerprint on file because your ID said who you were, and you have to get your fingerprints when you get your ID at the driver's license, at the Department of Motor Vehicles. You can create this single use only, like when you get your finger notarized, right, when you do notary, and you put your thumbprint, and it's that invisible ink, you just kind of rub it and it goes away. It's easy to do that. Put the bid out. You don't think America can come up with something in the next 2 years where if I'm voting from home, I pull back the tab, put my thumb down, lift it up, close the tab, sign the back of the application, send it in. Done. And if I'm a criminal, I got my thumbprint. You guys have it. You know exactly. Wait, that thumbprint voted 6 times. Put him in jail. Easy. That's done. Conversation is over. We figured out a way to solve the election. But folks in the red states, if you don't buckle down, you're going to see the most liberal mayor right now is Boise in the West, Boise, Idaho. Outside of your crazies in Portland and Seattle. Boise, Idaho. Boise. You have one of the craziest liberal mayors there. I can't believe it. I'm like, wait a second. How did this lady get elected? Now, you go 5 minutes in any direction, and they're conservative. I don't mean somebody that thinks, you know, you should give a dog a hug or you know, eat tree bark or something. That's not what I mean by liberal. I mean progressive crazy. AOC adoring. And if you let them get a foothold in Austin, Texas, you're going to have problems. We come back. I've got the numbers for you, the people that are fleeing California and where they are going. Stand by. They're coming to your own neighborhood. You know them. And just so you know, most of them are good people. You just got to lock down their politics. We'll be back. The Real Side with Joe Messina. I'm your guest host, Eric Hallaby. Check us out at the website, therealside.com. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless them.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The United States has passed another grim milestone in the fight against COVID-19. As the nation has passed 250,000 confirmed deaths from the disease, there was an average of 1,167 deaths from COVID per day last week. Many states and local jurisdictions are trying to enact various restrictions as ways to slow quickly increasing numbers of coronavirus cases in their areas. Admiral Brett Giroir is a member of the president's coronavirus task force, and he tells MSNBC that not enacting these temporary restrictions could cost more lives.
If we don't institute these measures and be very rigorous at the state and local levels about limiting certain businesses, not all businesses, most businesses can stay open, K through 12 can stay open, but we have to have masks, we have to limit indoor crowded spaces. If we do not do that, we will lose tens of thousands of Americans by the time the vaccine is out and widely distributed.
This is USA Radio News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
This is the worst looking hat I ever saw. Well, you buy a hat like this, I bet you get a free bowl of soup, huh?
Hey, welcome back to the show, The Real Side with Joe Messina. I'm Eric Halvey, your guest host. Joe will be back tomorrow. Filling in for him tonight is me, Arif Halaby. Listen, give us a call at 855-REAL-JOE. Love to hear from you. You considered moving out of California, or have you dealt with somebody who has moved into your neighborhood, your town, your city, from California, or from New York, or from one of these blue states, and they're bringing, or they're trying to bring, their politics with them? You need to shut them down. You need to be very straightforward with them and say, look, it didn't work where you came from. It works in fairy tale land. Everybody's happy. Everybody gives each other a hug. But in reality, it will not. It cannot. It does not work. Period. You take a look when you drive down the street. Remember the old Grapes of Wrath? Remember that show? Of course, it was a book first. Great book, Grapes of Wrath. Right? All about the 1929, 1930, 31, 32, that whole dust bowl that came through with bad irrigation, bad land management. They plowed under the wrong places. The wind came. Kind of a comedy of errors. A lot of things happened at once. And crops didn't grow and people were forced to come out west. And as they did, they lived in camps. And they were migrant farmers. They were mostly white Americans. I'm waiting for reparations. I'm thinking maybe some of my family, at least on my wife's side, maybe somebody came from there. I don't know. I need reparations because we were not treated properly. If we can have that, I'll give you my number later. Because when that, they called them Okies, remember that? It's a derogatory term for people coming from Oklahoma, from Texas, from a lot of Midwestern states, coming to California, picking oranges and olives and apples, living in orchards, living in slum housing right next to the fields, kind of creating their own mini police force, their own mini justice system. They had their own mini civilization with elected people, and they created this community, and they lived better than the mentally ill, drug addicted people that currently live alongside the freeways around our big cities, Los Angeles, California. Surprise, remember that was the place where people came to make dreams come true. My parents, they left Michigan in 1964, and they drove to California for a chance, for an opportunity. This was the dream come true. There's an address on the back of a piece of paper. Go there. Go there, see those people. He will give you a job. This is a place where your dreams will come true. That's what they did.
and it worked. Now, granted, California is still the most populous state, but we have 1,893 people a day leave the state of California. Let me make sure that's clear. You didn't mishear me. Yeah. 1,893 people per day leave the state. Now, here's the phoniness that happens with the liberal media. Ready? They try to tell you that poor people are leaving. But, no. When your husband, wife, and you're illegal or legal, it doesn't matter. Your legal status is not even asked. Husband, wife, and two kids. In the state of California, your benefits are somewhere around $78,000 a year. Yeah, you heard me right. Come to California. Don't work. Don't be here. You're not legal. You don't have any. $78,000 a year. You're telling me poor people leave? That's what CBS News tries to say. Poor people are baloney. It's middle class that leaves. Because the very wealthy that are flooding into the Silicon Valley and San Jose and San Francisco, yeah, the very wealthy, $300,000, $400,000, $500,000 and more per year, those people, listen, surprise, ready for this? Some of them have real residences, like, you know, their vacation home is in Silicon Valley, but their residence is in Tahoe, Reno, Nevada, Las Vegas, Florida, Washington State. Places where there are no income taxes. So, yeah, they can afford two houses. Can you? Probably not, right? Most people can't afford two lifestyles. But, the mega wealthy from Silicon Valley, the tech millionaires, the tech billionaires, they have many houses. Joe Biden has many houses. Don't you worry about it. Gavin Newsom, the governor of California, the guy has been in government work, most of his life? Yeah, of course he has a couple of estates. No, not a house. Estates. And by the way, if you look at our realside.com website, you'll get a chance to see, oh, by the way, he still hasn't paid his property taxes. They levy property taxes for you, and the only reason he's still here as a resident is because you can't, quote, be a governor and have a residence in Las Vegas. That doesn't work. Even for him, that's a little bit too much. 1,893 people a day leave the state of California. Where are they going? Well, a lot of them, every year, about 55,000 people a year move to Washington State. About 68,000 a year move to Arizona. And about 87,000 a year move to Texas. Those are the top three. Of course, they're all adjacent. They're close by. It's just a hop, skip, and a jump. And when I tell you folks that just like a former smoker or somebody who used to be heavy and now they're a personal trainer, they're a weight trainer, and they lost weight, they're a real advocate, they're very passionate about their cause. Embrace California conservatives. Now straighten them up. Don't let them try to tell you, well, in my day, kids back at home, this is what we do. No. You're not at home. Don't change us. But why I'm saying to embrace them is because they can be your Paul Revere. Anybody who's on the fence who thinks, well, you know what, progressivism and, you know, a chicken in every pot, there's nothing wrong with that idea. I like it. Oh, yeah? Well, let me tell you where I just came from. And they need to lay out the story of how there's homeless people on every corner. And how there's people that are literally, I mean, you think it's a joke or you think someone made it up. It's not the case. The liberal guilt, the liberal conversation about people that think they gave it the office or they have this symbolism over substance. When you leave food out, like they do throughout the Bay Area, in San Francisco, they leave food out like it's a cat. Like you say, oh, I want to leave food for the ducks. I'm going to leave food for the bird or the pigeons. They leave food out for homeless people, and they go to the bathroom. In fact, you want an amazing job. Listen, I get it. Times are tough. You want a good job? San Francisco is hiring. It's about $180,000 a year. 180. And your job is to dress like a spaceman or woman, and you go down, and your job is to clean up the human waste. You have a full power washer. You have to vacuum. I mean, I won't get into the graphic detail, but, man, it's a job. There's literally an app in San Francisco that as you walk around, you can hit the icon, and it tells people where to watch out, where to walk. Watch out. Don't walk over here. They go to the bathroom on the sidewalks in front of stores. How are the people that are in power, somehow they call that normal? They think that's okay. I don't understand it. When I was a Los Angeles police officer in West LA Division, which is on the 405 freeway, some of you know, by UCLA, Bel Air, Brentwood, really ritzy area. One side of the freeway is Bel Air, one side of the freeway is Brentwood. You have a beautiful drive down Sunset. It's literally the Sunset off-ramp. Goes all the way down, winding through the mountains of Beach. Beautiful. We got a call where there was a man, what was called a lost adult. That was the way the call came out. A lost adult, elderly person walking in and out of traffic. All right. Well, we pulled up, waiting. We saw him. We were waiting for the light to turn. And we were watching, making sure this poor guy wasn't going to get hurt. I'm going to tell you what happened. I'm going to tell you what we found. I was there. It was me. And this was in 1992. I'll tell you exactly what happened when we come back after the break. You need to do a couple of things for me, guys. I want you to go into the chat rooms. Let us know you're there. I want to hear from you. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. You have a comment about folks moving to from California to your town. You want to hear about what's going on. I want to know. Are the people that are leaving, are they treating you with respect? Are they coming into your hometown? Are they coming into your restaurants and the places of work and transferring their jobs? And are they decent human beings? Or are they folks that are just kind of being a problem? Arrogant, not a decent human? I don't know. I need to know because I want to share this with other folks. Because this is important stuff. The elderly man walking in traffic right next to Bel Air and Brentwood off the 405. I'm talking a very wealthy, the wealthiest part on Sunset and the 405 freeway. I'm going to tell you what happened when we come back. I'm Arif Halaby. This is The Real Side with Joe Messina. TheRealSide.com. Stay with me. We'll be right after the break.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switched to plant-based diet also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispico's, 5 out of 5 stars, built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
To pass the bill so that you can find out what is in it away from the fog of the controversy.
With Joe Messina, I'm your guest host, Sarah Falby. Hey, thanks for joining me, guys. I appreciate you being with me in the chat rooms, on Facebook, on therealside.com. It's nice to hear from you, and here's why. You guys matter. In the conversation about the United States democracy, radio is really the only place where we can lift away, remove the censors, and not have some 26-year-old sitting in a basement who had his feelings hurt, has to take a time out to the cry room because he was offended that you said, sometimes black people commit crimes and sometimes white people commit crimes and sometimes there's good people on the left and sometimes there's bad people on the left, and it just blows their mind. They go, wait, what do you mean decency and indecency? No. There's all of us, we're in these little corners. We saw this happen a lot behind the scenes. I saw this when I was a police officer for L.A. for about 10 years, 7 months and 3 days, but I wasn't counting. And during that period of time, we had a call. It was 1992. We had a call that there was a male, white, senior, elderly person walking in and out of traffic. We were worried about him. We pull up to the light. We're waiting for the light to change. We look over. We see him. And we think, wait a second, he's not walking in and out of traffic like he's lost or elderly, where, in other words, dementia or something. No. He's begging. And I thought, okay, well, certainly it's the best off-ramp of a highway to do this. Because one direction is Bel Air, one direction is Brentwood. He's not stopping the the UCLA kids that are on scooters or bicycles. So he's a smart guy there. He's going up to the nicer cars, in and out while the light, waiting for the light to change. He goes up and begs. Typical thing. You see it in most states, cities, counties, countries. Except here was the difference. We pull up, and I pull aside him, next to him, and I say, "Hey, sir, come on over here. You're not supposed to be in traffic. You can't be standing and walking in and out of the cars. Come on over here." So we take him to the side of the road, and I talk to him. I say, "You know, what's your name?" And he has this gerbly gook. You know, in other words, I've been throughout Europe. I never heard the language that he was trying to speak, but certainly could exist. I'm not that diverse in my language skills. I just figured I don't understand him. So I ask him again. I said, "You have your ID, your driver's license?" And I'm pointing. I said, "You know, driver ID, do you have something? Who are you? You okay?" And he just pretends like, you know, just continues. And then I realize he's not really speaking the language. He's just kind of mumbling, pretending like he doesn't understand us. And I thought to myself, huh, I think he's not playing a game with us. So he has bulges in his pockets, in his shirt pockets and his back pockets. I'm thinking, what the heck is this going on? Does he have guns, knives? What's he doing? I said, "Can I search you?" He turns around. He puts his hands on his head. "Sir, and what am I taking out of his back pocket and his suit coat?" He has a suit coat with a fedora hat on. Beige. I still remember it like it was yesterday. And out of his inside the suit pocket, the back pocket, what does he have in his hand? But 20s and 40s and $50 bills. I mean, you realize that people are not asking for change. He stopped talking to, you know, folks with very expensive cars. He had a couple of $100 bills, many, many 20s, many, many 50s. And it was incredible because when you think about this, you ask the, and listen, guys, this is a very liberal part of town. This is a very liberal, I don't know, maybe 6-1, 8-1, something like that, not even close. And you look at it and you say, isn't it interesting that the folks are paying their penance? Instead of going to Catholic church on the weekend and confession and paying, you know, donating here at the church, whatever they're doing, instead of doing anything decent, what do? They give, I gave it the office, I gave it the off-ramp. And this guy had his pockets full of money. His pockets full of the forgiveness dollars, as you might call them, from people passing by. Now, it was interesting when we had a conversation with him about the potential of going to jail because we need to give him a ticket and we don't know who he is, so we have to verify who he is so that we can give the ticket to the right person for standing in the traffic. It's amazing how quickly he learned English. I mean, I don't know. It's a great accelerated learning. Maybe we should have those kind of conversations with everybody who comes to the United States. Because he quickly learned English and understood it was time for him to go and kind of go back home. When we took a look at him, we asked him where he lived, and he lived, finally we found out it was in a nice home just over the other side of the hill in the not-so-nice part of town compared to Bel Air. But when I talk about symbolism over substance, when I talk about how the folks in the community feel like they've made a difference because they lowered their air conditioning window down about 2 inches to flip a dollar bill or 10 or 20 out the window. Well, these are the people, some of them, that are leaving California. A recent study by CBS News talks about how many people are leaving California. In fact, Stanford did a research. Sorry, no, it was UC Berkeley. UC Berkeley did a research project on this, and half of the folks said they were leaving California because of politics. 75% said one of the reasons, of course, was the cost of living. If you want very strong advocates in your red state, and you're getting the folks coming your way, I know some of you in the Appalachian Mountains, you said, "Hey, listen, we have more trees here, more trees than people." Have you seen Franklin, Tennessee? Have you seen part of Knoxville? Gosh, our clients that are retiring, they're flooding Tennessee, just like Texas. Now, we don't see as many, But you probably get them from the high-tax states of Michigan or Massachusetts, New Jersey. You probably get those folks coming down. You see, because Florida was smart, what Florida did is they said, come on down here. They had retirees come, and they said, we're not going to tax you. They said, are you kidding me? I've saved all my life. I could barely live. I have Social Security. You're not going to charge any income tax, and I get to live in the sun? And people moved. Now, all of a sudden, Florida is that, you know, I guess they call it a purple state. It can go either way. But why did Florida decide that they were going for President Trump? Why did that economic decision go there? Because they understood the taxation that Biden said he was going to bring into everybody. And that's a federal tax, so I don't care where you live. They understand what Biden said when it came to the conversation about, quote, equal whatever, and we're going to take from you to give to other people. You see, you either have a choice. And no kidding, it's simple. It's a choice. You get to pick one. Pick one of these. Do you want equal or financial equality? Or do you want financial freedom? Which one do you want? Pick one. Financial freedom, financial equality. If you select one of those, I'll tell you exactly what political party you're supposed to be in. I'll tell you exactly who you should vote for, where it goes, what values you have. Because if you want if you want economic freedom, then what you're going to see on the other side is this. You're going to see people choose to fail. You're going to see your 26-year-old sleeping on the couch until 12 noon playing video games all night. You're going to see so many folks behind the scenes choose one thing, and that is easy. But what about the other side? Well, if you have financial freedom, then of course, if you invented the internet, you should get some more money. You spent 16 years working in school, in other words, a brain surgeon, right? Heart surgeon. You should be paid $500,000 or $1 million a year. If you're going to do what it takes economically, which is why the politicians hate President Trump, because they never produced anything in their life. They never created anything. They were like that older white male standing on the freeway off ramp with their hands open and saying, just because I exist, therefore I get. And this guy would tip his hat. It was pretty funny. He would tip his hat, and he would say things like, hey, thank you so much, and put his hat back on, and put his hand out. You see, so if the left thinks they're going to be politically polite, now they're not, but if they think if I'm politically polite, if I just exist, if I say that I want free stuff, people are going to vote for them. When you are a student and you tell people you don't have to pay your student loans back, look, I put 3 kids through college, then I'm okay with that. You want to pay off all the student loans? I'm good with that. I'll send you the bill, how much I had to pay for my kids' college, because we didn't do that. We sacrificed. We set aside doing nice things in life. We set aside life experiences so that we could put our children in college. And so, am I going to send the bill to the federal government? Because we were smart with our money, because I sacrificed, and the guy down the street bought a boat and a plane and a car and traveled every weekend and said, sorry, kid, go get student loans because I'm not going to help you. And now people like me have to pay for people like that? And somewhere in your mind, you're going to call that okay? I think there's a problem. And I think you guys are going to, listen, the midterms are going to be it. You guys have to speak up. If you don't stand on the street corners, and you did it with the Trump rallies, you did it by standing up. But it doesn't end. The fight has to continue. And don't give up. Don't let Californians come in with their politics. Let them come in if they're conservative. But they want to come in with their politics. You make sure you shut that down, guys. Bless you all. Have a wonderful week. Thank you, Joe Messina. He's here tomorrow night. The Real Side with Joe Messina. I'm Arif Halaby. Stay tuned. Check our stations and times.